Hi, I'm Vanessa Kirby, and the speech I've chosen for the Monobox is a speech by Dennis Kelly, who's one of my favourite playwrights, always has been. I love his writing so much because it's just so easy to sort of talk it rather than feel like you're doing a speech. I love his plays. I particularly love this play, Love and Money, which is really about examining our relationship to the system that we're in, a sort of capitalist system, I guess. And therefore our place in the universe in relation to that. And Jess, this character, has a speech right at the end that I absolutely love. And in fact, it's very nostalgic for me because I use it as my drama school speech. It's quite crazy revisiting it. But it's been wonderful to do that. And here she is basically questioning who she is and who we are. And in the play, she kind of goes through an existential crisis, I would say, where she really is sort of overwhelmed by how to function and doesn't really know how to believe in the system of numbers and values and money and, I guess, transactional nature of how we live. And very early on, we learn that she has committed suicide. So this is a speech, obviously, prior to, because it's just all too much. But this speech happens right at the end. And I think when I read the play, I just was so moved by it because this is someone that had so much hope at working out a way to overcome that. I just thought I'd choose it because I love Dennis, and I hope that you guys read all his plays. Here it is. I don't know if we're alone. I don't think we want to be alone, do we? Do we want that? Is that what we want? Sometimes you think the only reason we do anything or anything is to just reach out and touch. Just to touch, just to feel something in our hand, I suppose. In our hearts, or to reach out with our souls and to find out that it's not all just dust and rocks and nuclear explosions in the hearts of stars with some accidentally organic matter moving around on one tiny minuscule planet. Do you know what I mean? That connection. Just to connect. Because you look around you, don't you? And you think, is this what it is? Everyone else seems to think it's this, so that's what I'll do. You know, I'll get a job and a house and the right shoes and all, you know, because this could be it. And I'm not saying that it isn't, and those things are great, and I hate it when people are all critical and everything, because we all wear shoes, for Christ's sake, so, you know, but sometimes I am left wondering. And I wonder if others are as confused and are also left wondering. And maybe there's just this entire planet of people wondering, but pretending that we know exactly what we're doing and we fit in perfectly and we're not all just scared or confused or lonely or anything like that. And I might be saying this because I'm in love. And I might be looking for meaning because I'm in love. And what is that? All right? What? Chemicals? Or electric pulses racing? Yes. But let me tell you, and I'm not arguing with all that, but let me tell you that what I feel is so real and tangible and powerful and honest and torrential. It screams through me sometimes and I actually want to vomit. I want to puke because I'm in love. Isn't that fucked? Oh, I was so in love I could puke. Oh. So I'm watching this program last night and they're talking about this big problem in science. It's like this massive sort of philosophical problem, I suppose. And this problem is that the universe is just so fucking unlikely. It's just so kind of ridiculous that it's turned out exactly this way that you've got to say, oh, okay, hang on, come on. Pull the other one. And it's all to do with the values for gravity and the speed of light and electromagnetic, you know, and these things, these values are set in the first few instances of the Big Bang. You know, like you can't go further than that. Our physics just doesn't work that far back. Relativity breaks down at the moment of singularity, blah, 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 blah. But once these laws come into being, they stay. They stay as they are, and that is that, and they make up the universe. And the thing is that gravity just happens to be set at the perfect level for this to happen. Just happens to be there. So say gravity is like 110,000 or something. I mean, it isn't, but just say it is, right? Well, if it was, because if it's 101, it wouldn't work. 99, it wouldn't work. It has to be exactly 100. Fraction more or less wouldn't happen. Okay, that's a fluke. But it's not just gravity. Electromagnetism, speed of light, rate of expansion of the universe, all of these things exactly right for the universe to exist like this. Exactly. And that is all just a bit too jammy. It's just too fucking not to be, you know? Just like not to be. And this is the scientist saying this, not just me. So science just ignores it. That's a bit irritating, but let's get on with things. But then comes the cosmological constant, which is basically a thing to do with dark matter, okay? Something to do with Einstein, because he said, well, with all this gravity and with whatever's holding the universe the way that it is, and they didn't really know, so he ignored it, and years later it is dark matter or whatever, I don't know. But the thing is that this value for the cosmological constant is 1 in a trillion, 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 trillion. I mean, it's literally that. I don't know if I actually got them all, but it's literally that many trillions. And you have to go, oh, come on. That's not an accident. That's not just luck, you know? So it points to design, which means, and I'm not talking about Whitebeard or Allah or Buddha or, you know, all of a sudden the Bible's right. But, you know, I mean, maybe the universe itself, and I don't know, and that's the thing, and no one knows, and you can't ignore it. And the scientists, they don't really, well, they're not fond of that idea. So, and this is on this program, right? This is the scientist's alternative, which is that there are an infinite number of universes. There are gazillions and gazillions and gazillions and gazillions of universes where every possibility is played out. And that's it. That is the best they could come up with. And I just thought, oh my God. Oh, really? I mean, for fuck's sake, just grow up. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, you know, what is wrong with purpose? What is wrong with, you know, like fucking belonging or just, you know, having an idea that there is something, that there is a point. And that maybe it's about more than just, I've got this pot of stuff over here, and it's a bit more than your pot of stuff over there. And I'm just talking about, I don't know, choosing a world that is more than about numbers and quantities and savings, and choosing a world that is flesh and bone and love. Or more than just, isn't it more than just mathematics and money and numbers and values? I don't know, isn't it? Don't you think it is? And isn't money dead or something? Don't we know that? Don't we know that in our heart of hearts? And that we're looking for more individually and as a... And all of this, all of these troubles are just symptoms of that search.
He asked me to marry him. I said yes. We were in bed and I was playing with his mole, and he's got this mole on his forearm, and I was looking at it and I said, oh, you should get this checked out. And he laughs and he says, that's what his ex used to say. And I said, well, she's right, because it's dangerous. And he says, are you thinking of being with me long term then? And I say, and I'm talking to his mole as I'm speaking, and suddenly I'm telling him that while being with him, I have discovered that language is completely useless, and the only reason we bother with it is because we haven't got telepathy, and there is no language that can express, and this stuff is just, it's just pouring out of me, that can express how I feel about him, which is why I have to fuck him, because it's the closest that I can get to telling him how I feel about him. And I look up at him and he's crying, and he's not the sort of man that cries. And he tells me that I better marry him then. And I say yes, and I know that he feels the same. I know. So maybe this is why I believe that there is something more. Because I have evidence of it. I live in it. (laughs) I'm not saying that I don't want things, though. I do. I do want things. I want things for us. I've begun to look at my life and say, well, it has been a little bit scruffy. And now I don't want that. I want it to be a bit like it's supposed to be. And I want it to be a bit neater. I want it to be a bit like it... a bit like it is on the telly. I know, what a cunt. Oh. But right now, maybe right now I'm feeling that there has to be something because I feel blessed. And I know that sounds stupid, but I do. I feel so blessed and lucky and grateful and looking forward. I'm just so looking forward. Yeah. Just am. Well, that's it. That's everything I wanted to, you know. That's it.